This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. On the hunt, police still searching for the gunman who shot and wounded 10 people in an attack on a subway train in Brooklyn yesterday. The AP's Mike Gracia.
New York City Police Commissioner Keechan Sewell said the focus of the investigation is on the renter of a van possibly connected to the attack.
We do have a person of interest in this investigation.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul said neighboring states will assist in the hunt.
We believe that if this person has left the state, we'll be able to use the resources of our connections and relationships that we have with 9 neighboring states to help bring this person to justice.
5 people were left in critical condition but expected to survive.
A shooting inside a Southern California shopping mall has left a 9-year-old girl wounded. Police still searching for the gunman. It happened at the Mall of Victor Valley in Victorville. That's about an hour's drive northeast of downtown Los Angeles. Widespread damage north of Austin, Texas, after several tornadoes rolled through yesterday. The presidents of Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia say they're visiting Ukraine today to show support for the Ukrainian people. They're meeting with President Zelensky today. In the devastated city of Mariupol, more than 1,000 Ukrainian troops have surrendered, according to Russia. The death toll from COVID in the U.S. is expected to soon top 1 million. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
The Associated Press is chronicling the lives and loss of 1 million Americans. Like Neil Lawyer, 84 years old, one of the first 36 Americans to die. He was at a nursing home outside Seattle. His son says
he contracted the virus and it really didn't take long. I mean, it was a matter of days.
That was March of 2020. By April, more than 800 people had died in New York City as the virus spread.
This is AP News. Now to the challenges Southwest Airlines is facing.
The Southwest Airlines Pilots Union says fatigue is becoming a safety issue. Union leaders say poor scheduling practices led to a 330% jump last month in the number of pilots asking to be relieved of flight assignments because of fatigue. The Southwest Airlines Pilots Association, which is in contract negotiations, claims the fatigue is at record levels and is the airline's number one safety threat. In an open letter to Southwest Airlines CEO Robert Jordan and other executives, the union leaders wrote that the problem started last summer as passenger numbers returned to near pre-pandemic levels. There was no immediate response by Southwest. Unions across the airline industry have been calling on the companies to hire more pilots. I'm Tim McGuire.
Automakers sold more than 4.5 million electric vehicles worldwide last year. Analysts expect them to sell 7 million this year. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.